Hello?
Hello. Hi, how you doing? My name is Steve, and I'm calling you from Oregon Opinion Survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Is that something you can help us out by answering a couple questions?
How long will this take?
Tops like 6 or 7 minutes.
Okay, then yes, because I'm dealing with customers right now. But yes, I can handle 6 minutes.
Oh, okay. And this is Rena, right?
Yes.
Thank you. And am I speaking to the named person on the list?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Let me ask you first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know you are. We are calling you on a cell phone, so we will make it as quick as possible and really appreciate your time. Are you somewhere safe?
Yes. Yes.
Right. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older or registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Thank you. I know this is still a long way off, but what are your chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president or Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or the chances 50-50, or will probably not vote?
100% will vote.
Okay, perfect. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. Will you call yourself a strong Republican or a very strong Republican? Oh, not very strong.
I guess you could say strong. I like to think of myself more of a conservative, but.
Oh, all right. Thank you. And may I ask what is your age?
45.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representative of everyone, may I ask your race? Are you white, Caucasian, Black, African American,
yes.
Hispanic, Asian?
White.
White. Okay, thank you. I think about thinking about the direction the country is headed in. Generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied. Very dissatisfied.
Oh, very dissatisfied. Okay, thank you. I know now I'd like to like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold or unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinions or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The Republicans in Congress, how do you feel from 0 to 100?
In Congress, I would say 70.
70, thank you. Donald Trump?
100.
Thank you. MAGA Republicans?
95.
All right, perfect. And J.D. Vance?
I would say 95.
Okay, thank you. Democrats in Congress?
0.
All right, thank you. Kamala Harris?
I would say 0.
All right, thank you. Lori Chavez, the Remier?
The Remer, I would say 90.
90, thank you. Trump's Project 2025?
I would say 95.
Thank you. Janelle Bynum?
I would say 0.
All right, thank you. And Joe Biden?
0.
Okay, thank you. If the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Democrat or the Republicans?
Republicans.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Okay, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but the elections for president were held today. Will you vote for Green Party candidates, Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Independents Robert E. Kennedy Jr., Democrats Kamala Harris, or Independent Cornel West?
Oh, I didn't know West was doing independent. Man, no, Trump.
Trump, okay, thank you. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential elections? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, someone else?
Yeah, I think Donald Trump will win.
All right, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrats, Jeanine Bynum, or Republican Lori Chavez, DeRemer?
Yeah, DeRemer.
Let's see. Even though you are not surprisingly, you're not supporting Jeanine Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you will you might support her?
No chance at all. She is not pro-life.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of what the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Let's see. Somewhat disapprove. Strongly disapprove.
Strongly.
Well, thank you. And I know you are. And do you approve or disapprove of what of the way Lori Chavez, the Reamer, is handling her job as your member of Congress? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
I would say somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay. Now, I want to read the statement that Jeanine Bynum's opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Jeanine Bynum's opponent say she's soft and criminal and crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victims politicians. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum says she was pleased to see the protests. Bynum is still liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their jobs and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. As a mother of four, Bynum worries every time her children leave the house. Making our community safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with the Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off our streets, and went against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But Bynum also understands that we must tackle the roots of crime, not just in effects. So she supports after-school programs for at-risk young people and strengthening mental health services. For a warrior mom, nothing is more important than ensuring safe communities for our families. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the elections for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat Jeanine Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez DeRemer?
Well, all those things are great. I didn't know those things. That's really great. But no, I still wouldn't, just because I feel where you stand on life dictates everything else in your life. But I do like to hear, I'm very happy to hear those things about her.
So be like on undecisive or other? Or still for Lori?
Yeah, I would still go for Dreamer.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Loris Chavez. Please tell me how much much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez, the Dreamer, for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. So those are some doubts or concerns they have about her. They have raised. You can let me know if that's a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all. First one is Chavez, the Dreamer, stands by Trump even as she threatens to become a dictator.